اللهم لك الحمد لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ولك الحمد حتى ترضى اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه لك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم عليه اللهم صل عليه صلاة دائمة إلى يوم الدين وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم أما بعد عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلانية والمنشط والمكره واتمروا أوامره واجتنبوا نواهيه لعلكم تفلحون يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون My dear brothers and sisters, first of all, our praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, sustainer and cherisher of the worlds. Our praises be to him and thanks to him for all of his wonderful gifts, the gift of faith, the gift of Islam, the gift of prayer, charity, fasting and pilgrimage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire all of us to be ever constant in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to celebrate His remembrance and praise as we wake up, as we retire to bed, as we walk and talk and transact business. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us to celebrate the remembrance of Allah always in the manner of the beloved of Allah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As his beloved wife said, كَانَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي جَمِيْ أَحْيَانِهِ He was always conditioned, habituated to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of his states and conditions. Alhamdulillah, you and I were honored to witness another beautiful month of Ramadan. Ramadan, a training course, a spiritual course, intensive course, spiritual illumination, graces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to dispense His mercies in this blessed month. And you and I were able to partake of it. And we need to build on that spiritual empowerment. We cannot be ibadur Ramadan, the servants and slaves of Ramadan. We need to go beyond that to become Ibadur Rahman, the servants and slaves of the All-Merciful. The question is, how do we do that? And what happens when we intensify, when we consistently apply the principles, the lessons that we have learned in the blessed month? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَعْزَنُونَ Verily, certainly, most certainly, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have no reason to fear or grieve. The friends of Allah, awliyaullah, they are enjoying the protection and the peace and the tranquility as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have no fear. There is no reason for them to grieve or fear. In this world and the next world, actually. Who are these people? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They are the ones who cherish faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cherishing faith in Allah is not simply repeating the formula, I believe in Allah, I believe in the angels, I believe in the books, I believe in the messengers, I believe in the next life, I believe in qada and qadar. Simply repeating the formula would not make us belong to this group. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. Oh, you who have pledged to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, move forward to imbibe, internalize this faith. Let it transform your heart, your consciousness. Let it change your words, your thoughts, your actions. And when we do that, when we cherish that faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow up this faith that we have cherished in our heart by living a life of awareness, a life of being awake to the spiritual realities, aware of the transient nature of this life and aware of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aware of standing before Allah, aware of the reality of heaven and hell. These are the people who are the awliya Allah, friends of Allah. And you and I have the potential, the ability, the possibility to get there. This is the beauty of this wonderful religion. As the Hadith Jibreel teaches us, the important hadith every Muslim should learn. Islam is not simply rituals and dogmas. Islam is not simply making the so-called Sharia in the external form. It's moving beyond that legalism, the laws, to experience the realities of faith, sweetness of faith, and achieving excellence. Islam, Iman and Ihsan. So I want to reflect today the lessons we learned in Ramadan. Many of us fasted, we read the Quran, and many of us did try to make that tadabbur. Because reading Quran simply for sake of reading will not benefit us. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't they reflect on the Quran? So if we have taken that step to read, to listen to the Qari, beautiful recitation, and reflect on the meanings, this is something, is an act that would bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the month of Ramadan, many of us give charities, not just zakah, sadaqat, and we engage in nawafil, supererogatory acts of worship. And what happens? There is a beautiful hadith. It's a hadith Qudsi. It really tells us something, how you and I should have the higher spiritual aspirations so that we can move forward to a level of excellence in the practice of our faith, so that you and I don't need to wait for a white man to embrace Islam and tell us how beautiful Islam is. Because we will all be convinced of the truth of Islam. But today Muslims lack this conviction. And you see, when we make comments in the newspapers, that we don't have that faith, we don't have that confidence in Islam. And we, how do we get that confidence? How do we get that strong faith? How do we make sure that this faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am enjoying that closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in such a way that I will have experience that my dua is accepted? You and I have this possibility. How do we do that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful hadith tells us how to do that. First of all, we need to know there are certain duties that we perform. And these duties is, there are devotions in Islam. The number one is fara'id.
obligatory duties. This is the minimum requirement of every Muslim. No salah, no iman, no salvation. 5 daily prayer, requirement for salvation. No Jannah, no guarantee of Jannah without establishing 5 daily prayers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this beautiful hadith, whoever antagonizes a friend of mine, I have declared war against him. Meaning, those true believers who have achieved excellence in faith and striving for that, everybody has to befriend them. You cannot go hate them. You cannot antagonize them. We cannot antagonize the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot antagonize the great imams, the giants of Islam, the heroes, the awliyaullah, the leaders of the Muslim community throughout centuries. They are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we antagonize them, Allah says, I have declared war against him. And then it goes on. My servant cannot come near to me by doing anything dearer to me than performing the obligatory acts of worship that I have enjoined. So meaning what? First we start with the obligatory duties, with the salah, with zakah, with charity. Zakah and fasting in the month of Ramadan, and hajj, and other obligations, duties we have. We have duties to take care of family. This is a must. It's not enough for us to perform the salah and neglect our family. It's a duty of a married man to support his family, to go out and work, not depend on the charity of people. No, this is obligatory. But having performed these obligatory duties, Allah wants us to come closer and closer to Him, to achieve that excellence, strive for excellence. How do we do that? By performing supererogatory acts of worship, the good deeds. And good deeds in Islam is not limited to prayers. Of course, there are sunnah prayers, some of them highly recommended, strongly recommended. According to scholars of Islam, if a person does not pray sunnah consistently, his shahada will not be accepted in a court of law. Shahada will not be accepted. If a person simply performs obligatory prayers and he is in the habit of missing, neglecting the sunnah mu'akkada, his shahada will not be accepted in a court of law. Then some people go beyond that. After performing the sunan muakkada, they perform the nawafil. Like what? Visiting the sick, extra prayers. Just like Bilal radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, Bilal, you know what is that thing that you are doing that I don't see you doing in public? Because I see you, you know, stomping your feet with shoes in front of me in Jannah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so happy, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to know what is that supererogatory act of worship that he is performing whereby he has gained this status. Bilal radhiyallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I have this consistently made a habit to be always in a state of wudu. وَلَا يُحَافِظُ عَلَى الْوُضُوءِ إِلَّا مُسْلِمٍ. الْوُضُوءُ سِلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Wudu is the weapon of a believer. So Bilal radiallahu anhu always in a state of wudu. And every time he renews his wudu, he makes sure to pray 2 rakah. This is a consistent habit. Rasulullah said, this is why. And he is doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised his rank. The acts of worship like this, supererogatory acts of worship, bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith Qudsi, Allah says, my servant, after having performed these obligatory duties, shall continue to come nearer and nearer to me by performing the supererogatory acts of worship until I love him. The love is established between me and my servant. And when he reaches that stage, what happens? When you make a prayer, call upon Allah, Allah will answer his prayer. When you seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will come to his protection. And on top of that, Allah says, I become his hearing, I become his sight, I become the hand by which he grasps and the feet he walks. Meaning what? This man, this woman has become an instrument of the, for the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He speaks for Allah. He hears only that which he should be hearing. He sees only that which is. So the love of Allah and the consciousness of Allah transform his consciousness in such a way, he experiences that deep conviction and awareness. Just like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Amuminun amtum?" Rasulullah came out once to the Sahaba and said, "Are you believers?" They said, "Yes." He said, "Tell me sign of that real faith that you experience. Tell me." Then Harisa said, "Kanni anzuru ila arshir rahmani barisa." It is as though I am looking at the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now. This is the kind of awareness that he has, meaning he has reached that state of awareness and knowledge, ma'rifatullah. We need to strive for this. And we can do that. And when we do that, surely we will have experience of prayers heard. If you didn't experience anything like that, it's time for me and you to strive for that. But the reality is, people ask that, just like Ibrahim bin Adam, they said, we have been making dua, but no answers seems to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because our hearts, spiritual hearts, are dead. How do we revive it? By establishing the duties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has enjoined upon us, and moving forward to establish this consistency. So become Ibadur Rahman. Not just populate the masjid in the month of Ramadan, not just reciting the Quran in the month of Ramadan, not just performing nawafil in the month of Ramadan. We need to do it consistently. When somebody came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him, "Ya Rasulullah, قُلِّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا لَا أَسْأَلُ أَنُّ وَاحَدًا بَعْدَكَ." Tell me one thing in Islam that I don't need to ask anybody else. And he said to him, "Wa'awjiz," make it short, because I don't have time, too much time to waste. I want one thing, one advice that I can consistently practice. He said, "Qul amantu billahi thumma istaqim." Say, I believe in Allah, and then remain steadfast. Steadfast on performing the prayers and the nawafil, and always trying to do good. Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us through his messengers. Musa alayhi salam is running away from Fir'aun, and he landed in Madian, arrived in Madian, and he saw shepherds with their flocks watering, giving water to the herd, to the flock, to the animals. And he saw two women just keeping away, waiting. Musa alayhi salam went and asked these girls, these women, "Ma khatubukuma," what's happening to you? Why? You are so much behind and you are just waiting forever. He said, "You know, we don't have any strength. Our father is old man. You know, we have to wait until all these people water. and they go away, then only we can fetch the water for our animals. Then Musa alayhi salam fasaqa lahuma. He gave water. He gave them water for their animals, and then retired to the shade, and he raised his hand in supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. My Lord, I'm in dire need of whatever help you send my way, you bestow upon me. The response came immediate. These women go back and they come back. Our dad wants to call you and reward you. Of course, that's the beginning of that. You know, then he marries one of them. He stays 10 years there and then come back to Egypt with the family. You see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you engage in the supererogated acts of worship. This is not a prayer he performed. It's so a good deed he performed. After which, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he called upon Allah, Allah answered. How often you hear, every year there is one story coming out of Saudi Arabia. You need to open your eyes. Read the newspapers carefully. Last Ramadan, last Hajj, a Sudanese woman, a Tunisian woman in Arafat, her eyesight was restored. And of course, recently after that, during the Umrah, a Sudanese woman in the Masjid al-Nabawi, she was been performing nawafil, 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 and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suddenly, her eyesight was restored. These are news. I myself witnessed in Saudi Arabia, a man, old man, he lost his eyesight, and he had to depend on a guide to take him to the masjid. And then one day, this man has been praying, Qiyamul Layl, and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, restore my eyesight so that I can go to the masjid by myself without depending on anybody. And you know what happened? One fine morning he woke up and he was able to see, and he walked straight to the masjid, and people gathered, and the newspapers arrived, and they reported. Of course, he had made many attempts, gone to Europe and other places. Nothing worked, but his prayer was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers, the lesson is, when you become, walk on the path of this religion, not just stop at this level of Islam or Iman, go further and further and achieve that wilaya, the friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people have this assumption that the Waliullah is somebody who carries a turban and a green, you know, cloth or whatever. They confuse saintliness and excellency faith with a particular attire. No, this was not the Islamic concept. The Islamic concept is the friend of Allah is all alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is lost in the crowd. He will not walk around telling people, I'm a friend of Allah. No, he is busy talking with Allah, making dhikr, tasbih, istighfar. His tongue is always supple with the remembrance of Allah, and the heart is always communing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may be baking the cake, but dhikrullah, he does it with dhikrullah. He may be in the marketplace, but he transacts with dhikrullah. He may be teaching, but while teaching, he is invoking the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He speaks for Allah. He hears for Allah. He sees for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the aspiration, spiritual aspiration we should have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor me with that, honor you with that. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you experiences of dua answered by Allah. It could be the healing of a prayer, answer to your prayer. You pray to Allah for healing of a poor relative, close relative of yours who is suffering, and you intensely pray to Allah, and Allah heard that prayer. It could be like that, or it could be something you wanted, But always make sure you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sincere heart, with that utter conviction, that vulnerable humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. I have one advice. You know what happened in Medina. This is really going too far. If we know any young person or adult engaging in this kind of conversation on the internet or anywhere, it's your Islamic duty to report to the authorities so that this kind of violence can be prevented. There is no room for this. The people who do this, they are not Muslims. No Muslim can violate the sanctity of haram. And they have done it, na'udhu billah. And they may do more. So if you know anybody doing something like that and entertaining this kind of thoughts, killing innocent people, exploding, you know, committing suicide through suicide bomb, na'udhu billah, please report it. It's your religious duty, it's your duty as a Canadian to report this person so that to prevent him from harming innocent people. And let us make dua for all those who have died in casualties in Iraq, in Syria, in Afghanistan, in all over the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on them. Those who have died in Medina, in Taif and other places, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admit them into Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn the suffering into a blissful experience for them. Allahumma awfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat allahiyya minhum wal amwat. Let's also make dua for those who are sick and suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on them. May Allah heal them and cure them. Allahumma shfi anta shafi. Allahumma shfi anta shafi. Allahumma shfi anta shafi. Allahumma shfihim shifa'an tamman la yughadiru saqama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant partners, righteous partners for our young people, the young boys and girls who are looking for marriage partners. May Allah guide them to find partners so that they can build strong family, so that we can populate our masajid. Because I'm afraid there won't be anybody to, if the marriages are not taking place, how are we going to have new generation to populate this masajid? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them. Rabbana la tada lana dhanban illa ghafarta, wala hamman illa farrajta, wala daynan illa qadayta, wala maridan illa shafayta, wala mayyitan illa rahimta, wala hajatan turdika illa qadaytaha. Ya arhamar rahimin, aqim as-salah.